In the author's note for her new book, Evil Genius, Claire Oshetsky writes that the novel owes its existence to a John Cheever short story titled The 548. The 1954 Cheever story is about a businessman named Blake who has a coercive sexual encounter with a secretary named Ms. Dent and then fires her. Evil Genius is not a retelling of the Cheever story, but it does pay homage to it. Oshetsky's main character is Celia Dent, a 19-year-old telephone company employee in a soul-crushing job and an even more horrible marriage. The setting is 1970s San Francisco, and Celia keeps telling herself that she's lucky to have her job and her Drew, a domineering and rageful man who doesn't actually hit her, but he does control, demean, and gaslight her at every opportunity. Celia's naive contentment with her life is challenged when a woman she knows from work is murdered in a love tryst gone awry. She starts wondering what it would be like to die for love, or to kill for it. I have not read Oshetsky's previous novels. She is known for her surreal and unsettling fiction. Evil Genius explores complex themes of obsession and desire, with a darkly comic style and a storyline that twists and turns and goes places you never quite expect. The novel has been billed as horror, historical fiction, and as mystery thriller, but I don't think it fits neatly into any of those boxes. This is a clever, fiendish, wild ride, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.